family owned and operated, and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Our kids are our world, and when it comes to their futures, we don't take chances. That's why we got term life insurance through AIG Direct. Policies are as low as $18 a month for $250,000 in coverage. So if something happened to my husband or me, the kids' education, their financial security will still be in place. Call AIG Direct today for a free, no-obligation quote. You could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-934-0771. That's 1-800-934-0771.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
I see the phones are already starting to light up. See, you regular listeners, you know how this works. First come, first serve. The earlier you get in, the earlier you will get on the air with Jose Hernandez. And Jose is here to ease your technical pain. Telephone, computer, cell phone, computer, or television. It's all so complicated. Who knows how to understand any of this stuff? But in the old radio show, it was only the shadow knows. Here, it's only Jose knows. And he'll share his knowledge with you. All you have to do is call. He's brought to you by Oric and the seven locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Here we go. Light him up right now because, again, the sooner you call, the sooner you get on the board. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Anybody have anything right off the bat?
No tech issues.
It looks like we just jump right to you.
Very nice. Sony has halted pre-orders for the PS4 with PlayStation 4s. They told Amazon, Toys R Us to stop taking orders because they're expecting that they're going to run out of stock to be available on the day of the release. It's rumored that the Xbox One will release November 29th. And December 13th, you can pick up your PS4 at the stores.
Play the recording of the Sony vice president again.
Stop it!
She is telling them right there, stop it.
Rockstar, the makers of Grand Theft Auto, are releasing a new version of online gameplay. You can now rob banks, knock over liquor stores, play golf, and parachute with 15 of your friends in the first ever dynamic online Grand Theft Auto game. We're used to just play in your own machine. You can now play with 15 of your friends. That will be available 2 weeks. That'll be available October 1st, which
Grand
is
Theft Auto 5, right?
Which is 2 weeks after Grand Theft Auto 5 releases.
Oh.
I guess that's a pretty big deal, playing online with other people. I guess they do that a lot. I've never done that, but I guess kids do that. Play with...
Yeah, I've seen that. My cousin, they have the old Grand Theft Auto, and they all get together and are police together. And you know, all the computer people still do all the, you know, speeding and things like that. So you can just pull them over and things like that. You can just be the police officers.
Wow.
Basically, there's in the Grand Theft Auto 5, there you can select one of three different storylines, and the new version will now have a fourth one, which is the online where you can join your friends and. You can all be bad guys or it'll be good guys.
What were all the warnings about Grand Theft Auto?
You could shoot people.
It was real graphic.
Oh, it was very real.
Well, this has to be even more graphic, right?
It's as graphic, but it allows you to play with it. Before, you had to have like two televisions and you played and it was linked to the other machines. Now, you can all be online at the same time.
You pick up prostitutes.
I don't go for that.
No. You don't want to pay.
Killing people's fine.
Yeah.
not picking prostitutes.
Google Chrome is going to get parental controls with supervised accounts. Basically, what will happen is the manager or the parent will set up a desktop icon that's linked to a web page specifically for that account, and then they can pick and choose the restrictions and settings for their children or whoever uses that account. They can also monitor or track where those folks have been. iPhone 5S is going to get a 128-gig version, similar to the most recent fourth generation iPad. It's also going to come in a gold scheme as opposed to black and white and silver. You can have a gold one now. For those of you blinging,
what does that mean? A case?
Yeah, the case that you can get a black case or a white case.
Okay.
They'll now have a gold case.
Okay.
I have to reboot the computer before I can put names on the screen. It's not typing.
Okay.
We're having some tech problems.
Jose, can you go over there real quick and take care of that?
Prenda Law is a law firm. It's one of the most prominent law firms with regards to protecting online copyrighted material. They're the ones that the RIA uses to sue a lot of people. It's been discovered that they're linked with seeding files on Pirate Bay. A subpoena from Comcast discovered this. Basically, they are, if the police were doing it, it would be called entrapment, but because it's a law firm doing it, they're going out to Pirate Bay and putting very popular movies and stuff out for people to download, and then once they download it, the law company sues them for violating copyright law.
Well, that is like entrapment.
It is, but they're not a law enforcement agency, so apparently it's okay. And last but not least, Microsoft is going to close the Xbox.com. That's the PC marketplace. It's going to close on August 22nd. They're also going to do away with the Microsoft points system. It's going to end on the same day. Basically, if you were one of the PC gamers and you haven't spent all of your points by August 22nd, the leftover funds are essentially useless. So Microsoft's just going to collect your money. If you are an Xbox user, they're going to convert everything over to the Microsoft Live point system.
Okay. Some of that I understood, some of it I didn't. We have a computer problem. I'm going to start this over, and I'm going to ask you to now call, and these phones should be clear, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. If they don't, we'll bail out, we'll end the segment, and move on. But I know that one call is locked in already. That's Phil. Phil, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Phil.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jose, I have a nice Canon point-and-shoot camera that takes videos, and with several grandkids, I have multiple sharp videos with an MOV file type.
Yes.
Is there some way I can do the digital equivalent of splicing these videos together so they play as a single continuous video rather than keeping you to click on each one and going for a few seconds and going to the next one?
MOV is it's the iTunes or iPlayer real-time player. So you probably could go to a website like download.com and do a search for movie editors for MOV, and there should be a couple of freeware editors. The other one that you might want to do is upload it to YouTube, and YouTube has a fairly good editing software system, and then you can download it back as one file.
Okay, on download, it would be movie editors.
MOV editors.
MOV editors, okay. All right, well, I appreciate your help.
Good luck.
All right, Phil, thank you. All right, up next, let me make sure I don't mess this up. Dan's just got, Mike on two?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, folks, but Dan just got the computer back up, so we're winging it here. Mike, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how are you guys?
Good, Mike.
Good.
Hey, Jose, I am smart enough to do something stupid, and I'm hoping maybe I didn't do something stupid. In regards to my Android and SD card.
Yes.
One day, all of a sudden, my phone says SD card is corrupted.
Yes.
And I can't get any of the data that's on it.
Okay.
I'm wondering how you can recuperate that or get all that back.
You're not going to be able to do it from the phone. If you've got a card reader that you can insert into a PC,
I do.
You can go and pick up a couple of the undelete or file recovery systems, pieces of software that will read the data off that card. Because what it does is when it's in your phone, it's part of the operating system, and when you take it out, you can actually make it a sort of an external drive in your PC or your laptop. And you should be able to recover the files from there.
Is there a decent software that you would recommend? Because there's so much junk out there, I'm afraid to use something that might even harm my computer.
There's four or five different ones that I've tried. I don't necessarily have any to recommend. You just keep plugging away till you find one that does what you want it to do.
Okay.
And if it doesn't recover it the way you want, uninstall it and move to the next one.
Yeah, and look for reviews or ratings like on download.
User reviews will have it.
Like on CNET?
Yep. Download.com.
You're great, and I am AM in the PM.
All right, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. All right, his phones are acting very, very, I don't know what
Tim is on the other line.
Okay, we have no names on the screens. The phones are in. The phones are out. Folks, just call. 314-969-KTRS. We apologize. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. What I don't understand is this system is practically brand new.
Really?
The system is only
already
45 years old. It's not like it's 60 years old. It's only 45-year-old equipment.
And the thing in front of you is autographed by Alexander Graham Bell, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, is that? You know what? AGB. I didn't even know what that meant. And he scratched it in there.
As soon as Jose finishes with the segment, he's going to have to come back here.
And this is what's so awkward. The guy, the only guy here who can fix the problem is the guy you're trying to call to talk to. So he has to get up and leave the segment and go fix the thing. And he, oh, boom, there are two calls. Grab them, Dan, before
we
lose
how it. Much we love the listeners. We're taking your issues before ours is even fixed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Before our own equipment gets fixed. I see, look at the lights come on. Here we go. Let's go to a Tim. Tim, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. My question concerns, I have a Samsung phone, and it's an older phone, and it works well with a Motorola Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. I recently purchased a new automobile, and my phone will not connect with my car, and considering the new laws in effect, in Illinois, and probably going to go in effect elsewhere in other states, that they don't want you to have anything but hands-free.
Right.
I was wondering what type of phone would I need for a new Chevrolet, to be able to utilize my cell phone in the car?
That would probably...
any phone.
Like I say, any of the current models, you might want to contact Chevrolet specifically. The other thing you can do, which I did because my car doesn't have Bluetooth capability in the car, the station wagon I drive.
Your car doesn't even have FM.
Yeah, well, it's got the vinyl record player in the middle, but that's that. I went out to and found a Bluetooth device called a Blue Ant, which it sits up on the visor of my car, and it's the Bluetooth connection for the phone.
Hey, Tim, what is this, a new car?
Yes. It is.
No, I'm telling you. I mean, Jose's the expert here, but I'm the car guy. If you've got a new Chevy, any phone you buy that's a new phone now with Bluetooth is going to connect to that car. These cars don't come with specific telephone
brand,
Bluetooth connect with. That Samsung phone you must have had must really have been old.
Oh, well, it's still working. I'm talking to you on it. But it is dated somewhat.
But does that Samsung phone have Bluetooth?
Yes, it does. I'm talking to you on it right now with a Motorola headset.
But see, that's what's amazing. I've never, honest to goodness, never heard of a Bluetooth that wouldn't connect with these new cars. So I don't know the answer, except that if you get a new phone, I'll be stunned if whatever it is doesn't connect.
Okay, well, that sounds like that gives me a lot of options.
Yeah, and it gives you an excuse to go buy yourself a new phone.
Well, I like the price of my older phone service, but... I don't really like the idea of doubling it right now, but it certainly is cheaper than getting a ticket for driving with a phone.
And you've done everything right about pairing the phone with the car.
I've tried, and I've talked to people, and I've had them with me, and they want some kind of a code that I would have to put into the into my cell phone, and there's no function that I can find on my cell phone that will allow me to put that. That number to mate the phone to the car.
When you paired your Motorola headset, how did you do that?
Basically, I just I have I activate Bluetooth, and that was it.
Because the pairing for Bluetooth is pretty much the same regardless of what device you're trying to pair it to.
Well, maybe I need to talk to somebody that maybe at a higher level.
It's usually four numbers. Did you try like 0000? Because it's almost always out of the box 1111 or 0000.
I didn't have to do any kind of number input.
No, I'm talking about with the car.
Oh, well, they wanted four numbers, but I couldn't find a place to go ahead and get, activate or whatever.
Thinking about it, Tim, you might want to consider unpairing the Motorola headset. Maybe your phone will only pair to one device.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
That's a good one. That's a good idea.
I have to do one at a time.
Yeah, maybe you need to unpair it from the headset you've got, and then pair it to the car.
Okay, so I could get a different Bluetooth headset and have it specifically for my car, and another one for when I'm not in my car.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds reasonable enough.
Good luck. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Now look. Now all the phones are lit. Now, Dan, give me a name. I have no names on the screen. Dan.
I'm trying to line.
You don't know
line
who's
was
on.
That? Line three is Bob.
Let's go with Bob. Sorry, folks. Bob, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I currently have an Android phone, and I'm due for an upgrade. And I've been thinking about switching over to the iPhone since all of our other family plan phones are iPhones.
Yes.
And if I switch, I can currently get an iPhone 5. For a $200 upgrade. my question is, if I wait a little bit longer, like maybe this fall, when the new, I'm sure a new one's going to be coming out, do you think it'll be cheaper, or should I just go ahead and get it now?
Well, the most recent version that's downgraded because the newest release, so the 5S will be coming out. I presume the 5 will be cheaper, but I don't know it'll be that quick.
You think it might wait till after the holidays or something?
Yeah, you might wait till after the holidays. Are you unhappy with the Android device?
It's just an old Evo Android, and it's, mm-hmm.
there's a lot
everyone
of
everyone around me's got the iPhones. All my daughters, my wife, everybody else. And I'm just kind of the odd one in the family with the Evo. And, it does everything I want. It's just everybody else has got the iPhone. So I was thinking about switching so we
peer
all have
pressure.
The same phones.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Family pressure. Yeah.
I mean, do you think the Evo is just as good? Is that what you're saying?
Well, there are a lot of great new Android phones. I know that. I mean.
Yeah, I currently have a Galaxy S3 in addition to the BlackBerry. I love my Galaxy S3. And prior to that, I had a Galaxy S1. I didn't do the 2. Because I read a lot of reviews, they were having trouble, a lot of problems with the 2s, but the 3 seems to be doing very well.
Now, the Galaxy is the larger one, isn't it?
It is.
And you don't find that too big, too cumbersome?
Nope, my eyesight's getting worse, and it looks just perfect now.
So you'll be the only one in your family, and you'll have the bigger screen, and you go, yeah, 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 I've got a bigger screen, and they'll be odd. You'll be the guy they'll be jealous of.
There you go, I do Galaxy, need it with my eyes. All right, I appreciate it.
All right, Bob, thank you.
If he gets his Galaxy, he can replace the battery, which you can't do on your iPhones.
Here's a quick question. Wouldn't it be smart if all phones had a SIM card or some kind of SD, just so that when your phone did crap out, you just take the card out and put in a new phone? Why don't they all have that? That seems simple to me.
Because the phone manufacturers manufacture phones both for the U.S. and for overseas, and the overseas phones are different networks on how they function. So it's literally two different pieces of equipment.
Mm. You'd know. All right, now, Dan, give me a name.
Trish is on line 5.
All right, folks, we're sorry about this, but hey, antiquated equipment.
Not a problem.
Trish, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Trish.
Hi. Hey, I have two quick questions. One is, we were at the AT&T store, and the guy said my son was switching from an iPhone to a Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, oh, for some reason, I can't get the bump application on your iPhone to move the data over.
Hmm.
And I said, that's not an iPhone application, is it?
No, it's not.
But, okay. So my son didn't believe me. He thought I knew nothing. Okay.
No, that's a Galaxy-only function.
Okay, that's what I thought. The other question I have for you is, if you were going to get an antivirus software package,
yes.
Which one would you get?
Actually, we'd get a few of them. I would recommend going to a website called free.avg.com and downloading their home version of the free, and then I would run over to malwarebytes.org and download Malwarebytes.
Wait, what's the second one?
Malware, MalwareBytes, malwarebytes.org.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you.
Those two should take care of
it. All right, Angie, thank you. I think Trish. Her name was Trish. See, I don't even know the names because I used to look up on the screen.
Trish.
We're out of time. Sorry about the...
Got to go fix
Jose
the phone
is going to immediately step about 8 feet over and fix our phones once he finishes the segment. If you have a question for Jose, you can email him at techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And never forget that he is brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. They are wonderful stores with great products. How can they not be great products? They make a great vacuum cleaner, for goodness sakes, one that many say is the best vacuum cleaner in the world, the Oreck. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Yay.
Thank you, Jose. There he goes. 8 feet to go fix. That might be, it's about 8 feet over to fix the phones. Mr. Londoff is not able to be with us today, and that's okay because it gives me an opportunity. See, if he were here, I wouldn't have time to read this email I got this morning.
No.
An email that was actually written Thursday evening, but I don't read email Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I wait till Monday morning because I don't want anything to put me in a bad mood. Although I should have because I got a great hate email that really made me laugh. I should have read them. But here's one I got from a guy's name is Rich, and here's what he says. He actually emailed me and John Londoff Jr., and he says, Dear Johnny and Frank, like Frankie and Johnny.
Oh.
Yeah. He says, I bought a pre-owned SUV this afternoon. Now, this came in Thursday, bought a pre-owned SUV this afternoon at Landoff Chevrolet. I've addressed you both since you co-host the radio show. See, this is what I don't need John to think.
He would have really liked to hear that.
He'll love that. I live in South County.
Dan, I can actually hear you like through the headphones. Okay, thank you.
Well, Dan's new to radio.
Right.
He's only been in it, 30 years? I live in South County, so for me, driving up to Florissant was similar to driving to Des Moines. I believe I saw some exit signs for Des Moines while en route. I went because of your banter on the radio, so I thought, hey, let me check these guys out. I dealt with Steve McNorton and Mark Moore, two outstanding gentlemen in every way. Johnny, these guys do an excellent job and represent you very, very well. Frank, I'm glad you saved the dealership by way of the big 550. Now, see, here's a guy who gets it.
Right.
The dealership was just about to go under, and then we came along and saved it. He says, Johnny and Frank, great team, and yes, it was worth the drive all the way up there by the Arctic Circle. I couldn't be more pleased. Rich, what a great email. Enjoy that SUV from Landoff Chevrolet. And I'm also to tell you by way of, Johnny said to let you know, they had an unbelievable weekend this year. And a lot of that business came from AM and the PM people. So I can't thank you enough. He can't thank you enough. Enjoy all of you, your new Chevys or your pre-owned vehicles that you bought, whatever it is. You have made the decision to go with a dealership that is rare. Because while they all talk about service, and I don't mean service like changing the oil like in the service bay. I mean the way they treat customers. They all say sort of the same thing. But very few dealerships actually mean it when they say they want to shake your hand, they want to meet you, they want to thank you, and how much they appreciate your business. And you will feel that when you get into Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, more than I think you will most other dealerships. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, let's keep it going. Whatever happened last weekend, let's keep it going. If you're in the market for Chevy or would consider a Chevy, you know where they are. Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet or at Landoff.com.
Let's see how traffic looks. There's a nasty accident on northbound 55. Here's Tim Welland to fill you in on that.
Yeah, Dan, it is I couldn't quite tell if it was an overturned vehicle from the camera angle. We haven't quite made it down that area yet, but southbound or northbound 55, just before Rivas Barracks, you've got an accident. Only one lane is getting through, and you're backed up at Lindbergh. And then southbound 55 drivers slowing to take a look. You are slowing now from Weber Road down through Rivas Barracks. We had an earlier incident here on eastbound 270 just before the Canal Bridge. It looks like it has been cleared, but boy, traffic is jammed up over the Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way back to 367. On top of that, you're slow a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. If you're traveling on westbound 70, look to hit the brakes right at 270 through the Blanchette Bridge. Southbound 270, you're slowing now near Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by BP Driver Rewards. BP Driver Rewards, it's a new program that lets drivers like you save on quality BP gasoline just by using BP gasoline. Pick up a brochure at your local BP station for details and to join now. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, Crew, Carney here. Join me for another week of great shows. It begins Monday. Python Michael Palin will be with us later in the week. Look for Maggiano's In for Restaurant Tuesday and Kenny Loggins on the broadcast as well. We should charge you if we could figure out a way to do that. I have it. So for now, it's free. Weeknights at 9. See you then.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner, longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better. and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Hi, Joe Cotton here from Cotton's Ace Hardware in Redbud, Illinois on Main Street. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project, or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
At Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Stefanina's has been a favorite in St. Charles County for 30 years. They recently added a fifth location in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Locations and full menus are online at stefpizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Join the email club and get a coupon for a free appetizer, plus weekly coupon specials. You can even place your order online. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's favorite Italian restaurants. Choose your toppings, choose your cheese, choose the best, Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see stefspizza.com.
For all of your roofing needs, John Beal Roofing. Whether your roof is damaged in a storm or normal wear and tear, John Beal Roofing is here to help. Whether it's roofing or tuck pointing, three generations have been serving the St. Louis metropolitan area. Do not be fooled by some out-of-town person who knocks on your door trying to cut you a deal. Chances are you'll never see him again. John Beal Roofing, tried, true, and trusted. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF or John Beal Roofing.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Creedence liked that echo chamber, didn't they? All right, let's get to my hate email here. This is from, her name is Geneva, but she goes by Jen. And she says, Frank,
your negative comments. Now, I want you guys to listen to this, because tell me if you have any idea what she's talking about. Your negative comments, including howling like a dog about Holly Petraeus, were juvenile and shallow. What the heck is she talking about? When did we talk about Holly Petraeus? And why would she have just now written you about this, even if way, way back we did anything? Did we just replay something?
Yeah.
Why, are they replaying our shows again?
You know what? I think on the weekends they are, but I don't think old ones. I think it's...
Your negative comments, including howling like a dog about Holly Petraeus, were juvenile and shallow. Mrs. Petraeus' record of commitment to her husband, family, and the military has been exceptionally honorable. In my opinion... Oh, this is beautiful. Thank you. In my opinion, you are certainly the pot calling the kettle black. Perhaps your wife should howl like a dog and trade you in for a younger, more attractive man. You owe Mrs. Petraeus and all women an apology.
Whoa, all women.
All women. I've been a listener of your show for many years now. During that time, your comments have become increasingly offensive. This is your worst ever. I will never listen to your show again. Jen Shearburn.
Lord, we don't
need another mountain.
No.
There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
How long ago was that, Petraeus?
Oh, I don't even know what she's talking about. I don't even remember talking about Holly Petraeus.
I don't remember that either.
And if we did, but let's all sing together and join hands and fix this.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Yes, Jen, you need to cool off, chill out, and I know you're listening, and you know you're listening, because everybody that ever writes and says, I will never listen again, they listen the very next day to hear their hate mail read. Geneva Shearburn thinks my wife should howl like a dog. Well, that's offensive. I think that's offensive.
We just said Holly was unattractive, right?
I don't know Holly Petraeus.
I just brought a picture of her.
Is she unattractive?
Well,
okay, is she? Yes, she's unattractive. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I think we did talk about her.
We may have.
And by the way, let me do it again. I'm looking at her now. Okay, now we've lost her for good. Yeah, but that's okay, because what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Yeah. It's the only thing.
I get it now.
That there's just too little love. Okay, you know what, Jen? Now that you mention it, Vian pulled her picture up. I'm sure we did comment on her. This woman is in desperate need of a makeover. And maybe you need to pay a little more attention to people like Pat Robertson when he says the women need to fix up for their men.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure
it's
we did
the
do the dog howling thing. And I'm sure that it makes other women even more attractive to Mr. General Petraeus when his wife looks like somebody who's deliberately trying to look like she lives in 1927. So I'm sorry you were offended, but here's the other thing, Geneva. Yours was the only email I got, but so not that many people could have been that offended. And one other thing. These people that say, I have listened to you for many years... But you do one thing, thing. You know, there's a joke, and the punchline is, but you suck just one, and then I can't finish.
Yeah.
But that's a great joke.
You're
considered a blank sucker.
What's the date on that email? Is it current?
November. Wait a minute.
November?
Wait a minute. How was just in my inbox?
It just showed up recently.
It just showed up. I'm glad you asked. November 13th. What the heck?
I was going to say.
November 13th.
Well, she hasn't
been
listening.
This just came into my inbox.
Really?
Now, that's good. What is that? That's creepy.
Wow.
I got
I'm not a big fan. You use Yahoo, right?
Yeah.
The United States Post Office take over the email system?
I went to get my mail this morning. I'm glad you said that. I never looked at that.
Well, I'm sure we did about 20 different offensive things, so she is long gone. Since November.
She's still listening. No,
she's here.
She's still listening. She's been listening every day since this happened.
Well, now she's really mad. Holy cow.
Dare you read my email 8 months
well,
later.
This is, you know what? This is like that letter that shows up that was written in 1942.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, that's bizarre of her to write that email now.
And here's the thing. It wasn't in a hold file. It was in my inbox this morning. Wow, this I've never had this happen before. November 13th. Well, Jen, I'm sorry it took so long to get back to you, but you're right. I think we did howl like a dog about Holly Petraeus, and I'm sorry that I didn't get your hate. I wish I'd gotten your hate mail right after we did it.
Oh, man. Even forgot what she looked like. We had to go back and look.
That's how long it's been. You know, I'm sure we did.
Still stands.
And we stand by our dog.
You know what? She was mad at you back then.
Maybe she's had time to cool.
Back in November and December for not responding to her email and not even reading it. And now she's been listening the whole time.
And she finally probably settled
down. You brought it back up again.
And now she hates me again, and now she's going to write me again. Well, you know what?
She had forgotten what she was.
I forgot how horrible you were until you did it again today.
Man.
Wow. You know, we lose a listener, we get them back, we lose them again.
Yep.
You can't win. Absolutely.
We need counseling.
Can't. Now, I'd also like to share a story about something my wife did to me. And I honestly think that if I got an attorney in a divorce court, this would be grounds. This would be grounds for divorce. And the judge would say, ma'am, you get nothing because of what you did to your husband. I like the casino and I like video poker, and I've made that clear. And you folks who gamble know that you go and you get points and you get multipliers and you rack up points. You build up points because we're pathetic degenerates, and that's what we do. So I get an invitation to go to a drawing at this casino yesterday. And I get these all the time, but I don't go. You have to must be present to win, giving away a Cadillac, giving away a Mercedes, giving away a BMW. Must be present to win. I've never gone to one. But this one was only 250 people that got invited, which means you're the top of the degenerate loser level. So my wife hates casinos, and I said, look, let's go. It's a brunch. And there's a drawing for a new Mercedes or $35,000 in cash. I said, let's just go to this. So we went yesterday. Now, 250 people in a ballroom having brunch, and each of us, depending on how pathetic a loser you are, the bigger the loser you are and the more you play, the more entries you have into the drawing. I had 21 entry tickets that got put into the bin draw for the car or cash. Now, there were 11 winners. The first names pulled were for like the $250 in cash, then $500, then $1,000. And then the 11th ticket pulled was for the big prize of $35,000 or the Mercedes. The first mistake I made was taking my wife because, one, she is the black curse when it comes to gambling. She is. It's the curse of loss. Yeah. So just having her there, I should have known better. We get to the promotions table, and the lady gives me my 21 entries and says, go over and put them in the drum. It's a wire basket that they roll and tumble. Now, each slip is a white piece of paper. It's about 2 inches by 2 inches, 2-inch square. And it's my name and my number, and they're going to draw from these. So as I'm getting ready to put them in the bin, there's that little open door to the cage, and my wife says, crumple them up. And I said, why? She said, crimp them, crumple them, make it like accordion them. That way they'll stand out, they'll stand up. Okay, I don't even know why I listened to her, but I did. We crimpled and crumpled and crinkled, and we put them in the bin. At exactly noon, the woman who drew the names, I went over and stood by the drum, and I watched her draw. Every single entry she drew was unfolded, uncrinkled.
Oh, boy.
Everyone. You can't pick up a crumpled piece of paper. There's nothing to grab onto with your two fingers. You grab a corner of a single sheet. Every one.
I can't believe you. I would have at least.
She cost me the drawing.
Left half of them uncrumpled.
She cost me the drawing.
Man, you did every one. You listened to her.
She but she did, she heard about, because there are people on that do sweepstakes and stuff.
Oh, Dan said
one
of these experts tells you, ooh, always crumple your entry.
Yeah.
Well, so much for those people.
Yeah, make it an accordion type of thing to make it different. So when they reach in, they feel something different.
I don't mean, I'm still stinging from this. I would have won that, I think. I really do. I think I would. Had she not done that, I think I would have 1.
Hey, and John Carney just called, and he said his email must be the same thing, and it must be coming.
Hi, Crew Carney here.
It might maybe a KTRS thing, like a KTRS email system or something like that, but he said he just received one today, this morning, that says, please welcome Scott St. James.
Wow.
Well, hold it. Well, for all we know, he's coming back.
I know. That
doesn't really, here, that doesn't mean anything.
That's
because
right.
We've had three or four people in and out of here two or three times. Look, that's Carney right. Himself's been here twice.
I know.
Okay. So maybe Scott's welcome back, Scott St. James.
Yeah, thanks, Bubba.
Yeah. Yeah, the other thing I noticed at this casino drawing is there were 11 names pulled. 9 of the 11 were women. Women love casinos. Mm. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
And they keep up with the points, and they enter contests, and it was, I'll never do it again. Not with her. I'm going to take her with me. She's the Black Death. I mean, if I'm in the casino and I'm doing okay and my phone rings and it's her.
Yeah.
And I say, yeah, what? And then she says, you know what time it is? 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. This is ridiculous. Then here's what happens to all my streak of luck. Yeah, down the toilet. Just losing hand, losing hand, losing hand.
Oh, boy.
She has that kind of power. Bill Clevelin's on the way. And we're going to get right to him. And then we're going to get to the Playhouse. And a cannibal joke, because there's a cannibal in the news. There's a news story about a guy who eats people. Ugh. It happens every once in a while.
Yeah.
Jeff Dahmer, he ate people. Amini's had a big weekend because we were down in the valley. My wife said, well, did you see the Amini's parking lot? They had a tent sale or something going on in the parking lot there, and people buying patio furniture like crazy. And I'm glad they had a big weekend. I'd like to think a lot of those people in that parking lot were AM and the PM people. See, I don't think you folks know how much power we have as a group. If all the AM and the PM, we could take on any cause, any mission. And I think we our voices would be heard. Because AM and the PMers have clout, and they can make or break a business. I mean that. I think if I said to everybody listening, go here, don't go here, I think make a huge difference. And I hope to those of you who went to Amini's who are listeners, thank you for that. For those of you headed for, ooh, isn't this the weekend that other mall opens? Isn't it this weekend?
I'm not sure.
I think
could
it
be.
Is. That other outlet thing. So now we got two of those things, and we're going to have a lot of people, curiosity, you know, shoppers, and it'll be a mess, I'm sure, the first weekend. It's either this weekend or the next. It doesn't matter. You don't have to wait for that. If you happen to be going to that other outlet thing that's already open, about a mile down the road in the valley, Chesterfield Valley, there sits Amini's. And they can open 300 stores in any of these outlet malls. Not one of them is going to be like Amini's. Not one. It's the only store of its kind. It's under the Copper Dome. It's in Chesterfield Valley. Patio furniture like you've never seen, ever. A patio furniture is going to last you a long, long time. Unlike some patio furniture, which looks great when it's new. A lot of things look great when they're new, and then they fall apart, and they're not so great anymore because they're cheap. They don't sell any junk at Amini's. They have bar stools. They have outdoor furniture and those fire pits and you name it, whatever it is you want, chat groups and outdoor sofas and crescent sofas and outdoor tables that seat up to 10 people. There are people whose outdoor kitchen is nicer than their indoor kitchen. You'd want to spend time outside more than you would inside their house. $2 million worth of patio furniture always in stock, and whatever they don't have, they'll get it for you fast. Amini's, nothing else like it. Jaffe lighting, pinball, shuffleboard, arcade games, area rugs, Aminis, under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, aminis.com.
We do have some problems on the highways. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne. Tim?
Oh, yes, we do. Dan, first of all, they should be getting ready to wrap up that accident on northbound 55 just before Rebus. You had two lanes that were open and two lanes down. You're backed up now at Lindbergh, Highway 270, right around that area. Southbound drivers slowing down to take a look. All lanes are open southbound, but you are slow from River to Pear all the way down through Rebus Barracks. Got a new accident. It's on westbound 70 near Highway 79. A car left the roadway. Now, the fire department has the right lane blocked, which is actually that right ramp lane gone to Highway 79. Also, northbound 141 at Ladue, you've got a crash. The left lane is the only lane open now. You're backed up midway between Clayton Road and Highway 40. We also have another accident. It's at Seckman Road near Mastodon State Park. Eastbound
Natural Bridge, just after Highway 70. The eastbound lanes are shut down. They're diverting traffic onto Highway 70. You've got a crash there. The westbound lanes are not affected. And this traffic report is brought to you by Purolator Filters. Purolator invented the oil filter 90 years ago, right here in the good old U.S. of A. And they've been trusted professionals and do-it-yourselfers ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app that you want to download is STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. That's the quickest, latest, greatest way to get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Bill.
Well, WWE wrestler Darren Young has revealed that he's gay.
What?
Although, no, it's hard to imagine a guy that wears tights, oils up his body, and throws himself on top of other men is gay.
That doesn't sound right.
According to a recent poll, most people don't want to live past 90.
That's me.
Don't want to live past 90 years old. Not really sure who was polled, but I think we can pretty much rule out a bunch of 89-year-olds. Yeah. And Lindsay Lohan's interview with Oprah Winfrey aired over the weekend, and who cares?
Yeah, no kidding.
And finally, this happened. That's great. It's a YouTube video of a woman in South Korea who took her driving test and in the first 7 seconds ran into a wall and flipped the car. Yeah. Or as we call that here in St. Louis, you pass. Bill Cleveland's segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And we have a fantastic Bill Cleveland on the road segment this week from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope you'll check that out at BillOnTheRoad.com. Have a good Monday afternoon, everybody.
All right, Bill Cleveland. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Now check that out, the Grand Ole Opry, BillOnTheRoad.com. Those are great little segments. I think you'll like it. Thanks again to the folks from Pumpernickel's, the deli on Olive. The best pastrami I've ever tasted in my life. And they didn't pay me to say that either. It just is. Don't go away. Playhouse coming up. Cannibal Joke, 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Lyme disease. It may be more prevalent than thought. The Centers for Disease Control estimate that 300,000 Americans are diagnosed with Lyme disease each year, a tenfold increase from previous estimates.